Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. John Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun. Life is nuts.
Why
I
run.
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
These bitches know what's up. These niggas know what's up. And these bitches know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. These niggas know what's up. These bitches know what's up. These niggas know what's up. And these bitches know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. They know what's up. Who got the hoes? Who stay fresh as death? Who keep it G? Let them know. I look in the mirror, call it how I see it. Ain't nobody realer. Niggas wanna be me. Bitches chase me like a dog bone. Got the juice like a charge phone. The Trinity top it, baby, loud gone. Drinking top shelf alcohol. Weed come from Cali. Belt buckle belly. Can't go bucket. Your old lady love me. OG salute. Like young nigga, what it do? I pay my respects. I make lots of checks. Life ain't all about money, but you can't live life without it. Jack boys wanna take it from me, but these hitters with me really bout it. These niggas know what's up. These bitches know what's up. These niggas know what's up. And these bitches know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. Run around and made a check today. Focus when it come to that. Met a bitch and had some sex today. I ain't never doubling back. Ran into my ex yesterday. Shit it on her with the racks. You ain't fucking with me. You ain't fucking with me. Nah. These niggas know what's up. These bitches know what's up. These niggas know what's up. And these bitches know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up. We the realest niggas in the city. She ain't sitting with me unless you pretty. Bad bitch look like Cassie. And she ain't sitting with you unless you did it. She like a bad boy with a lot of swag and a lot of cash. She rock bottles and the red bottoms and the Prada bags. Baby, holla back, I got it. Yeah, fuck with me, you know I got it. Yeah, I'm from Dade County, you know I'm about it. Yeah, they go from this to that, never that to this. Never been with that backwards shit. And never been on no active shit, nah.
They know what's up. You know what's up. They know what's up. You know what's up.
Already, welcome to Global 14, the cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, the other host, Golden Fleece, isn't on the line with us tonight. But I do have a special guest that will be joining us, actually, D-Nuck. So we just played his record, What's Up. Of course, we opened up with the young man I hustle, but D-Nuck with What's Up. And we're going to play a few more of his records tonight because, again, he is a special guest, and then he is a bearman. Really, this interview is long overdue, so I know he said he was going to be in the studio. We always catch everybody in the studio. I guess the weekend, they're performing and doing their thing, but we seem to catch them right when they're in the studio. But hey, that means they're working, and that's what's up. So can't wait to talk to D-Mac later on tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, again, this is Jermaine Dupree's Global 14, The Cut, via global14.com. So definitely go over to the blog site, check it out, get familiar, log in, get registered, set up for your membership there. It's definitely free. It's just another kind of like a, it's really a blog, but it turned into a social network, so to speak. And that's how you met D-Mac, through Global 14. So I had an opportunity to see him, meet him at a couple of Global 14 events or social death events, whatnot. He definitely gets a lot of support from Jermaine Dupree and others alike within the industry. So, again, it's just great that we can get him on the line just to kind of talk to him and see what he's got going on coming up. So I'm excited to have D-Mac coming up. Also, you guys, Rap Game Season 2. Since we're talking about Jermaine Dupree, social death, Rap Game Season 2 is being filmed right now, so there's no more casting taking place at the moment. However, just stay tuned to the Instagram, the Twitters, the emails, all of that. Sign up for whatever you need to. Let the young MCs know between possibly the ages, I believe, 6 to 16 or 7 to 16. It may even be 8. I can't quite remember, but if they're in that age, in that range, and they really enjoyed the Rap Game Season 1, and so did you. Stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen and what opportunity will arise. As well as I know that they're supposed to kind of like go on tour or something like that. I don't really know. But we'll keep you posted, and you just stay posted to social media because, you know, hey, that's where everything gets announced, right? What else can I say? I hate talking just to be blabbing away. If you're an artist that wants to be considered, wants to have your music played, last Wednesday we had Scott Storch on the show. Great dude, EST, hopped on the line. If you're not familiar with him, he is not only a hip-hop pioneer out of Philly, but he also wrote Me, Myself, and I, and
cater to you, and this is all Beyonce, Destiny's Child. He wrote Baby Boy, Naughty Girl. Like, he wrote some great records for Beyonce when she was really beginning to you know, step out on her own in crime and grease the charts. So, you know, I was excited. If you know me, you know I'm all the way, like, Team B over here. So it was really dope for him to be on the line and just, like, talk. And just looking forward to, like, being among those circles when you want to be in that the industry or you want to be around greatness. These are some of the people that you can look forward to doing so. So it was cool for him to hop on the line, you know, and Scott started to talk about what he had going on. So, again, that last week we had them come on, and we went ahead and premiered a record from a recording female recording artist by the name of Rod Talent. Hope I can talk tonight. And she came on the line, not came on the line, but we premiered her record. And so if you want your record to be considered, definitely hit us up. Don't, you know, tweet and spam us. There's a lot of, hey, check me out and all that. That's very, very annoying. And it's really not the way to go about it, protocol-wise. So just hit us up. You know, I usually follow everybody back. And just hit me in a DM or Golden, the other host, and hit us in a message and say, hey, how can I get featured? We do have a segment that we dedicate just to independent artists where we actually play your music on the show, and we'll have, like, a DJ on. We'll have somebody from the radio station or sometimes a music executive. We'll all be on the line, and we'll just basically give you the A&R breakdown. One of the things I want to mention is that it usually takes us about 5 to 10 seconds to know, literally, like, the first 10 seconds I can know if I'm going to even want to listen any further. And then it takes me about maybe 20 to 30 to know if I like the record, period, before you even get into whatever you're going to get into. And one of the things that used to be funny that I thought, which is not funny, but it was, is people were like, man, that third verse is a killer, though. Like, no, you need to make sure you kill it immediately. So all of the talking and ad-libbing and everything, you know, you can have a little sample or something at the beginning, but get to the point, keep them interested. So we do that whole breakdown and the critique thing on this particular segment that we do. It's called Unsigned Live Review. So you want to get your record over to us so we can do that, and you never know what opportunity will come from that, as well as we're going to play your record because we'll have it already. And then we also like to know what you have going on. We don't like to just play records to get played. This isn't going to account for any BDS. You're not going to get paid for getting spent. It's strictly going to be promotional use only, which a lot of your local radio stations are that way too, and you might not even know it. Yeah, you're just going to get the promotional piece, and you're going to get some insight, like I said. So you kind of want to get the best bang for your buck. So that's why we do it that way. We don't just play the music. This is so-and-so just to say he was getting played. We're not into that. We're into, you know, the progression of it. So with all that being said, we do have an independent artist, like I said, by the name of D-Mac, who does progress, who I just absolutely really enjoy his music. I mean, purchased the album, got the package, and we'll talk about that more when we bring him on the line. But, you know, I really want you independent artists to stay tuned in for what D-Mac is doing and some of the things that worked for him to get where he is today. We're going to play one of my favorite joints from D-Mac. I was riding through Vegas, picking my brother up from the airport. Hopped this in. My brother didn't even know, like, who this was. He's like, yo, this is, you know, he didn't say yo, but he was like, this is, you know, damn, and he got a Snapchat and all this. I don't have Snapchat. But he was hyped. Like, he really, really liked and enjoyed the album. And this is the first record that comes on when you play the album. It's called Addict. So here we go, Google for Tina Cut. Do not coming up shortly.
Somebody holla Destiny.
MJ. Another day, another dollar.
The money not sleep.
Up and at it. Granny. I'm up and at it. Granny.
Yeah.
Granny.
The money not sleep. run sweet, my nigga. Gotta get on my feet, my nigga. Boss up, can't be a leash, my nigga. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, my nigga. So I'm up and at it. Grinding. I'm grinding. The money don't sleep. Up before the rooster. Thank you, Lord, for the day, hallelujah. Neighborhood full of looters. Disturbing the peace, worse than looter. Watch as I maneuver through all the manure. My mind on the moolah and nothing else. I gotta make something by myself. I gotta show the hood they can make it. They ain't gon' give a shit, gotta take it. So I'm up and at it. Early morning, late nights, huh? You chillin' while I'm on my grind, huh? Money, money, money. Money, money on my mind, huh? I ain't asking, I ain't begging. I want it, so I go and get it. I want it, so I go and get it. Ain't even had breakfast, but I'm up and at it. Grindin'. I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. Woo. Shit real ain't nothing sweet, my nigga. Gotta get on my feet, my nigga. Boss up, can't be a leash, my nigga. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, my nigga. So I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. Nah. Loud one sleep, first one up. Grind like me might come up. No fun till I get the funds up. Hone a few things, but I want more. All 10 down, not a toe short. Get it busted down with my homeboys. You broke cause you worried about them hoes, boy. Fuck help, I'ma get it on my own, boy. So I'm up and at it. Tomorrow ain't promised. So today I'm on the grizzly, gotta make dollars. Get the racks up, stack it like Dave Thomas. Barely finished high school, rarely stay in college. And we'll pass on the modern day slave office. Bust sweats while you sit and get paid off us. Nah, I'd rather be my own boss, motherfucker. Young nigga out of day, self-made. Hustle every day, yeah. Do what for free? You must be crazy. I'm sucker free as fuck, you pay me. Thinking of ways to win, trying to turn K's to M's. I say I'm married to the game and I play to win. Married to the game and I play to win. I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. Nah, shit real ain't that sweet, my nigga. Gotta get on my feet, my nigga. Boss up, can't be a leash, my nigga. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, my nigga. So, I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding.
Where I excel is ridiculous. Sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
Alrighty, let's go back to Global 15 to cut. Y'all don't even know, like, that's my anthem right there. We have D-Mac, recording artist out of Miami, Florida, on the line with us. What's good?
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm glad I got you on the line. Like, I was telling everybody before I brought you on, this is, like, overdue. Like, I've been waiting to get an interview with D-Mac.
Well, I'm here now.
Yeah. This is dope. I appreciate you. Look, first of all, I think I told you in the Twitter, but congratulations on such a wonderful body of work here. This album is amazing. I'm so glad I purchased it, listened to it. I mean, it's dope.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the feedback on it as well.
Absolutely. So I know you mentioned you had a session you would be dipping out of. So I'm going to try not to keep you too long, but I definitely want to get into a little bit of D-Mac. So I've been following you for a while, obviously, by the way, of global14.com. And everything you've put out has been of quality. It's been a banger. When did you actually begin to first start writing music?
So I started writing music when I was like 9 years old. And I started making actual songs around 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a little seasoned with it. That's what's up. When did
you know that?
Oh, go ahead.
This is not ever. I'm not one of the artists that just started like 6 months ago and has the big story of how they just made this shit song. Nah. This is something I've always been passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Before that fad came, right, with social media and all of that.
Oh yeah. Before social media, far before social media, I was running around battle rapping. That's probably where I started with battle rapping, and then I started getting into. I take the craft very seriously.
Absolutely. Now that's dope. Battle rapping, dang! Everybody can't battle rap. That's what's up. You gotta have the skills for that.
Yeah. I probably can't do it no more. But back in my teen days, I could do a thing or two.
Yeah. So is that when you kind of write? Because a lot of people write music and want to do something with the, you know, musically, but they're not really good at it necessarily. Maybe. So when did you know, like, okay, I got the juice. I'm really actually good at this.
I think I always knew. That everybody in my neighborhood would always tell me how great I sounded. And around the age of 16, one of my cousins, one of my older cousins, one of his friends, took me in the studio because he believed in me so much and began to invest in me and teach me, you know, how to make songs, how to make actual songs. Because like I said, I came straight from battle rapping. So all I knew how to do was just rap. I would just rap through the whole song. He taught me hook formats and how to compose a song. And from there, I just kept doing it. And unfortunately, I'm the last man standing out of everybody I started with. But here I am. Still I rise.
Right. That's an interesting story you tell. There's definitely some that, you know, it's a hobby, and then there's some that this is my career. I don't want to do anything else. So it's great to hear you tell that story of the persistence and consistency. Anybody else around you was into music aside from having that mentorship? Like, was there something that maybe your family, or like, I really want to do music?
I think the music thing just runs in my bloodline. My grandfather, he's a musician. He actually was a music teacher at my elementary school, and he's like a well-known band director in Miami. The orchestra instructor at a university. So I think it kind of got passed along from there. He used to force instruments on me when I was younger. And I mean, I found one thing in music to stick with, so there it is.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's dope. Okay, cool. So you're from Miami, born and raised.
Born and raised.
Oh, that's dope. How's the underground scene or music culture out there? Were you a big fan of? Because it kind of like the Trick Daddy. I remember. I hate to say he's the first out of Miami, but I remember Trick Daddy coming through and Trina and all them just coming through with the massive Miami wave, and then you had the DJ Khaled and all of that. Has Miami always been prominent in their own sound and been such a force like that?
I think Miami is one of those places that you have to actually visit to understand. It's very multicultural, so you're gonna get a lot of sounds, a lot of different sounds, but it all comes back to one thing. That's why Pitbull, in the very beginning, Pitbull was a gangster rapper. So it's easy for him to do street music. Yeah, it's easy for him to do street music and do the Latino music and do the music that he's doing now. All of it is Miami, all three.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Miami's just one of those places that has that kind of thing, where we have so many different sounds, but it's all Miami. It's just what we're known for. And the underground scene right now is on the rise. We are on the rise.
That's nice, man. I did my first time literally in Miami was when I I don't even know if I saw you out there. It was so crazy. But at Revo, at their first conference, that was my first time in Miami.
That's right.
But it was beautiful, and I was like, I gotta come back out to this joint because it was definitely back out, man. Absolutely. So getting back to VMAC and the music, your first album or compilation, putting all this out, how did you actually, because you have a fan base, that one that actually supports you, buys your music, retweets, engages in conversation with you. How did you begin to establish that?
I can't really put my finger on it. You know what? It was for my very first mixtape that nobody heard back in 2009. But there was one song on there that I shot a video to. The song was called My Will, and the video was the song My Will. You know, it's self-explanatory. It's about me. You know, saying that if I pass before I get to speak to anybody, this song right here is my will. And the video was actually a recording of a live funeral. One of my friends had passed away. So it's real pain and, you know, real crying. And it's you can feel the video. And the video ended up going viral on our local TV show. And it got a lot of hits on YouTube, and it ended up being a big thing in the streets on the bootleg DVDs. And I think from there people started finding me on the web, and I just been building on top of that. Yeah, that's pretty
much
it.
That's crazy. I mean,
yeah,
definitely. I love how you took the hardship and turned it into a way to express yourself and how you were feeling, and then it invoked emotion in everyone else around you for it to go viral like that. It's like you went viral before viral was even known about, like going viral.
Yeah,
did
pretty
nobody
much
know about that?
That's
powerful. That's dope. So would you say then at that point, because you seem to have met a lot of people, like, you know, Jermaine Dupri, obviously, and just a lot of people within the industry, how did you begin to, these relationships, how did they kind of come about, if you can?
Okay. Well, I was dating Dondria, who signed Jermaine Dupri, and from there, I just started making friendships, but I made... One of the most important things about that connection was that I made real genuine friendships. Like, me and Jermaine Dupri are on a, oh, can I take a picture with you basis. Like, no, when he comes to Miami, he probably be here in a few days too. I just know him because it's Memorial Day weekend. When he touches down, as soon as he lands, he's going to send me a text. We're going to hang out. We're going to talk about the business. We're going to talk about everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I made the right kind of relationships. It pretty much ricocheted off of, you know, dating her. And I don't know, I made the right kind of relationships. I made the relationships with people that I can actually learn something from. You know, I'm not really into the whole industry, the gimmicky stuff, the flashy stuff. I'm not really into that. I'm all about genuine relationships and business.
Absolutely. No, I love what you're saying, because I feel the exact same way. Like, even just to take it back to Revolt, since we're talking about Miami and where you're from, like, I was so overwhelmed. I don't like pitches, first of all, but I was so overwhelmed because there was too many people to try to network with, and I was on the business, and I could totally tell who was there on business and who was there just to Instagram and say they was there. You know what I mean? So
you have to dissect that, and it gets difficult at times. So, you know, I can be a very standoffish person. I'm an introvert. I think it comes from where I'm from. So I kind of just stand to the side and just wait for everybody else to show their hands, and then I decide on who I would open up to. And I think that's how I built the relationship that I've built.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, you sound just like me, but that's me all the way. I can't do too people at once, and then it's not like I get anxiety, but I kind of have to just, I like to be to myself as well and kind of decipher on my own as well who to maybe trust and look towards and who to reach out and who not to reach out to. But it's so good to hear you say that. It really does, like, because, you know, it just feels good to hear you say that. I'm not the only one. So let's talk about social media a little bit. How can I put this? I think that social media is a good thing for artists such as yourself who have a lot to offer and a lot to gain financially when you put out your project, such as the recent one that we're probably going to discuss a little bit more about. But do you feel that social media has kind of opened the door too much to the pop-up rappers or pop-up producers? Is it oversaturated? What is your take on it right now?
I think it is oversaturated, but it's a fine line between that. It's hard. I don't want to be the salty person against the people that, you know, make one song and it goes big for them, because I mean they made the right song at the right time. But I think I think it oversaturates the presentation of music. You can't just put your stuff out anymore because people see links 24/7, 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. There's a link being posted by somebody, and you can't really decipher who's really serious about it and who's doing it for popularity. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I think social media is a gift and a curse.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And I'm not just agreeing because you're a guest. Like, I'm really like, exactly. I feel the same way. Like, I love it. I love what it's doing for even us right now with the radio show. You know, we're able to hop on the phone and promote these interviews and things of that nature. But yet at the same time, it definitely becomes, like, if we're all in the industry, then where are the fans? Like, what, you know, who... We can't
Absolutely.
All be doing this. So it's crazy. So let me ask you this, and you've been writing for a long time, putting together these projects. When GMAC puts together an album or a mixtape, do you have any input from other people, like a listening session, or do you just kind of put together what you know works and then put it out?
I do everything by myself. I have a team. I have a team that will probably tell me if I should hold a song for later or scratch a song. But for the most part, I've always put all of my projects together on my own. And I don't really believe in taking other people's advice. I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'll give you an example. The project that I put out in 2014, Dear Destiny. It was a full 90s R&B sample mixtape. I shopped it around to people, to A&Rs, different A&Rs, and you know, sat down with a few labels, let a couple other people hear that who have opinions that I trust, and everybody said the same thing. Everybody had different things to say about it. They said I didn't have a song on there that was big enough. Nobody wants to hear this. It's too slow. Why would you do so many samples? And then 2 years later, three songs that I had on that project, the same exact song sampled, have all been on Billboard this year. So that just lets me know that I shouldn't listen to nobody. I have to trust my own back.
Right, absolutely. No, I love that, and that's a bold but prominent statement that you're making. Like, I don't really need everybody's advice and input. And I definitely I'm on the fence with both. But this isn't my interview. But I'm on the fence with both ways. I feel like sometimes I may want to get an input, but it's definitely going to be from a small group selective. And it's going to be from somebody that knows more than I do, and that's just what it is. I'm not going to, yeah. That's
absolutely
the key, you know. So
that's the key.
So no, I definitely respect that.
that's something I had to learn because I was listening to all of those A&Rs, and I figured out that they don't even know. They don't know anything. They're mm-hmm. running around hoping for something that goes viral just as much as a regular person is. And it's better for me to trust my own gut or listen to somebody who has done it before. I don't really want to take too mm-hmm. much advice from somebody who hasn't done it before.
Exactly. Now that's dope, and that's and I was telling the artists that we'll be listening. We have quite a few people that go back and play the episodes, and then hit me up the next morning to talk about it later that night. But I was just saying that you definitely want to get some insight from someone who's been there, who's done it, like yourself, who's actually made money off of albums, put a package together that people can feel like I got my money's worth. In these days, and it's very important to listen whether you're on a Jay-Z level or, you know, where you're at, beginning and starting. We can still learn something from you as long as it's not nothing that we haven't done before. And I also know the progression piece. As long as you're progressing, and that's something that I've seen in you, like I said, since first knowing of you through Global 14, it's always been progression. And how do you feel about this as well? Because I don't know if you remember, but I know there's a couple times I was like, yo, send me that record so I can get them to the DJs. Or, you know, I'm like super excited about a record you put out. And I'm like, get this to me so I can get this to the DJs. How do you feel about DJs and their position as it relates to the underground scene?
Trying to get me in trouble. Let's see. First, I want to say, to piggyback what you were saying about it's important to take advice from people that have done it before. It is very important because, like, back to that project that I was just talking about, JD gave me some advice about one of the records, and he was telling me, yo, that's the one. You need to do this, 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 and this. And I guess the stubborn part of me was like, man, that's not the one. This the one. And the one that he was saying was the one was actually the same sample that Tory Lanez got mm-hmm. all that success with the Sad record. So I just kick myself every time I think about it. Every time I hear that song on the radio, the first thing I think about is, damn, JD told me that was the one. I should have listened to him. And so it is important to take advice from people who have done it before. I had to learn the hard way on that one.
Yes.
As far as what you're saying about the DJs, I have a different stance on it than most artists do. I think with DJs, I think it's important to make them fans of the music, because the same way social media is oversaturated, I think that giving your song to a DJ is oversaturated as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think people forget that DJs are people too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, a DJ might be more subject to play a song that he hears Onyx and three other girls talking about, and then he hears it and he likes it, and then he might throw it in his mix, as opposed to the 977th rapper in the last 2 days saying, yo, check this out and play this in the club tonight. This the one,
mm-hmm.
this the hit. Like, how many times do you think they heard that? So I think like with the DJs down here in Miami, in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be giving them care packages of my project. I'm not giving them a single. I'm going to give them the whole project. If they enjoy it, perfect. If they have a song that they want to play, perfect. They give me their feedback and tell me which record they think will work, perfect. If not,
mm-hmm.
that's not really my angle anyway. The club records for DJs and all, that's not really my angle. I mean, I made a lot of songs for DJs on this project, more than I ever have, but I still want to do it the same way. I think DJs should be fans of the music first before you want to, you know, shove it down their throat, ask them to play for it, to play it, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Wait. You're not in trouble at all. Like, who could get mad at that? Like, that's amazing. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Like, it's absolutely oversaturated. And also, there's so many coalitions and some with hidden agendas. So it's just like, yo, this is what I have to offer. This is the authentic me, and I hope you're receptive to it. Let me know how I can be as supportive for you, too. I mean, it's a two-way street, so much respect
absolutely.
To you for that gem that you gave these artists. I hope you guys are paying attention, mate. This is, you really need to, like, tap into this right now. And then I need to backdoor you on the Say It, Tory Lanez, because you know, I think I came in your, I know I've been communicating with you about it, because that was the record I really wanted to push. And we played it here on the show so many times. We posted it on our Facebook page, the video. I posted it on my page. I love that record. And I was so, so mad. I'll never forget. I was traveling through Texas on the way to Vegas, and I was so mad. I heard it on Sirius, Tory Lanez, Say It. And I was so mad. And I was like, no, he stole D-Mac's record. You know, but it's not that he stole it, but, you know, great minds think alike sometimes. You really
great
just never know.
Alike.
They really do, because it happened to me. Somebody took a sample that I had from back in 2009, and I never released the record. I didn't like it was how it was mixed. And I'm so mad that I didn't at least now put it out there so people can know, oh, you did that first. So it's just, like, super whack. But to me, you'll always be the one with the original Say It, because it was dope. Like, that was my favorite joint. Like, I still listen to that, and I told people about it, and I'm so upset. It took me a long time to be able to listen to Tory Lanez. Like, I took it really personal.
I know, I know. I took it personal for a while, too. It's all good, man. Shouts out to him. And one of the things I learned from watching, from being up under Jermaine Dupri is when you are the first to do something, you have to be prepared to not get the full credit and shine for it. Because sometimes, most of the time, people aren't really ready for it. Like, I think right now in 2016, after all these samples have been on the charts and Bryson Tiller had all those 90 samples, I think if I put that project out now, it would get a totally bigger reception than it did two, three years ago.
Right.
Because people just weren't prepared for it.
Right.
So,
and even Dondria, she did the Dondria duet, and it was like all 90s. So, I mean, it's like, you know, you've been there before, and like you said, you did it first. But yeah, I did take it personal, and then I got over it, and then I went and found other records of his that I enjoyed, you know. So I was like, oh, he's dope, you know. So I was okay, but it took me a while, I'm not going to lie.
It's all good. I got more. It's all good.
Most definitely. This reminds me, too, and I'm not trying to do a shameless plug here, but I actually wrote a blog today about people recreating other people's ideas and getting the credit for it or trying to act like it was theirs to begin with. I actually wrote a blog about this because I am very passionate about innovation and being creative and being the first to actually do something. I take pride in that, as well as
I do.
You really do. So let's talk about this project that I purchased. Can you let the people know, like, what came with it? Because you mentioned care package. What does D-Mac put in his care package when he ships it out?
Okay, so the Destiny mixtape, this is the third installment of the Destiny mixtape series. The first was Date with Destiny. The second was Dear Destiny. And the third is Destiny. Destiny comes with the slogan, I control my destiny, which I think is something that everybody should say to themselves every day or whenever they get discouraged, because we are in control of where we end up in our lives. I truly believe that. So that's the slogan for the mixtape. And it comes with a sticker. It comes with the mixtape, of course, a sticker, a teacup, because I'm a tea lover, and I'll tell you about that in a second, and a bookmark, because I want to encourage people to read, because you know they say that if you want to hide something from our kind, you put it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's important for me to make the kind of merch I can be proud of. I always said I wanted to do something that if my grandfather this is funny. I always used to hide the fact that I rapped from my grandfather because I didn't want him to look at it or frown upon me. I was kind of like afraid, and he ended up embracing it. But I always said that if he ever, you know, stumbled across a song or stumbled across some of my merchandise or stumbled across one of my videos, that he would be proud of what he looked at rather than, mm-hmm. you know, the typical guns and girls shaking mm-hmm. their butts and, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, back to the merch. A teacup, a sticker, a bookmark, a t-shirt, and a mixtape. Yeah.
That's dope. And so tell us a little bit more about the tea. I like tea as well. And I know if you listening, this is not me disagreeing with him. This is really me, y'all. So, you know, hey, I like tea.
And that's dope because then there's a connection made to who
absolutely.
I am. All right. So the tea thing is just something I picked up from my grandfather's way. He's like my hero, by the way, because I keep mentioning him. That's just something I picked up. And I just love it, and I think that with social media, another one of the things that I see with social media is people are so caught up in trying to appear cool and rich and
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff, and I feel like artists don't let people know who they are anymore, like. Back in the days, you had the Word Up magazines or the Up magazines or whatever those were.
Yeah.
Beatniks, you know, with B2K and all them on the cover.
Yeah.
They would have little questionnaires about them and, you know, little fun facts about them. We don't get none of that no more. So if you saw your favorite artist today, you'd be like, oh, my God, Chris Brown, I love you. You won't be able to tell him anything about him. About
mm-hmm.
himself, like back
mm-hmm.
in the days, you'd be like, "I love you. I know your favorite color is yellow, and your favorite
yeah.
basketball team is." Not anymore. Now we just know these guys got Lamborghinis and big houses and tattoos. Not to use Chris Brown as an example, because I mean, we know he does share his art and his passion for graffiti and stuff. So
right.
he's not the example I'm making. He's just the most famous guy in the world, almost. So I just named him. But I just feel like it's important for artists to give some of their self. So I like
mm-hmm.
to share, you know, the TV shows that I like to watch on the internet and my favorite books that I like to read, and I love photography, so I show all the sceneries whenever I go somewhere, and tea.
Mm-hmm.
So with the mixtape being my experience, I think it's dope if you heat your tea up, you're at the house or something, make yourself a cup of tea in the cup, and vibe out to the music, or listen to the music, or you read your book, sip you some tea.
Absolutely.
I don't know. However you want to do it, it's an experience. It's the DMAC
mm-hmm.
experience. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely dope, man. And you're beating me to the question, but I'm going to get to that question because it ties into what I was going to ask you, what would be one of the things that fans would be surprised to know about you. And they may not be too much surprised because you do, like you said, share with them. And I think that's dope, man. I really, really think that's awesome. You got to do that. And you did cherish those moments. Even remember, like, pop-up video on, like, I think it was VH1 or MTV. It would come on and they would get you little facts on the pop-up video screen. It was like a pop-up bubble. I don't know if y'all
yeah,
that or
yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, we just don't have that anymore. Everybody just
yeah.
wants to show the jewelry and the money and the girls, and it's corny to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to hear someone taking a different stance on it. So you're out there in Miami, and they've got now, I think it's finally official. It took some time to announce, but now they got like the Love and Hip Hop Miami. Supposedly Trick Daddy, Trina, I think T. Madonna, who I'm familiar with her through her PR, who
mm-hmm.
was Jay at the time. So if GMAC had an opportunity to be on that show, would you consider it?
Nah. I understand the platform, but I just don't think that's something I'm interested in doing. I don't think, nah, that's not for me. But the one thing I do know is that if Trick Daddy is involved, it will be done correctly. He will not be on there looking like a fool. He's going to be 100% him. He's going to be 100% yeah. him. I know people who know him personally. I've met him quite a few times. And, yeah, I know that show, it won't be the same as the other shows. I'm pretty sure of it.
Well, and I don't mean to say it, but I might actually watch this show then, because I don't really get into the reality TV. For one, I don't have time, and then two, I feel like I got to focus on what I got going on. I can't be that engulfed in everybody's eyes, but I try to
Absolutely.
Catch it every now and then. For the sake of me,
yeah.
I try to stop in and say, who is this? And then I try to see who they are. But, okay, that's cool. No social media for you. So you talk about reading a lot. Would you ever consider putting together a book? And I know we're talking maybe a couple of years from now, but any opportunity there for you to put out a book or anything along that line?
I don't see why not. It is something that I've considered doing, but for right now, I'm making audio books.
Nice. Absolutely. You sure are.
Yeah,
what about,
yeah.
That's what you're doing, hey. So what about
yeah.
visual and video? Do you play a first hand in any of your visuals that you put together for these records?
Yeah, I mean, I typically write all the treatments
nice.
For my videos. I got a lot of videos that I haven't released yet. Majority all of the videos from my last project are just sitting on my hard drive. I'm waiting for the right time to put them out because, you know, like I told
mm-hmm.
you, the situation, I got discouraged. It happens to me too. I'm human. It happens,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So eventually I'll put them out, and I'm, you know, finishing up the visuals for Destiny right now. I'm going to be putting out videos all summer before I put out my next project. And
nice.
Yeah, I usually draw them all up myself.
That's awesome. VMAC, you're very talented. I hope that, you know, even though we don't all have to be experts at everything, I like that you're willing to learn and try, and you put your best foot forward, and then it's actually dope when you do it. So I have a lot of respect for you, and probably even more respect getting to know a little bit more about you in this interview.
I appreciate
that. I have
that.
A few more questions. Oh, you're so very welcome. I have a few more questions. I know you got a session. I know you got
it's all good. It's all good. Go ahead.
So when you're performing, because to me, part of separating an independent artist from everybody else that I see, and the million other links, like you said, that come through, is their performance piece. What separates D-Mac when he hits the stage and performs versus these other artists out here?
Let's see. For the most part, I only try to do, as far as Miami is concerned, I only try to do live band performances. I think it's more personal when you do that. And I think
mm-hmm.
you have more control over how it's being delivered. I think when I prepare to do this show run with Destiny, this promo show run with Destiny, with the new project, I think it's gonna be fun because it's gonna be a mixture of me and a turn up side of me, because like I said, I got a lot of more up tempo records on this one. My last project, I could only do a certain set because, you know, they were 90s R&B samples, so everything was more mellow. So
mm-hmm.
it was a one mood set, and I think this one is gonna be a little bit more diverse and fun. So I think what separates me more is the personal delivery. That's what I think.
That's nice. And I can't wait. Do you have anything coming up that you can share with your listeners, or do we need to just kind of stay tuned to the D-Mac social media so we can catch you live?
Yeah. Just stay tuned. Join my mailing list. You can join my mailing list because that's where most of the people get the first thing from me. But I am putting together a promo run for the summer for the project, and it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun.
That's nice. What a great time to do it too. Very exciting. Very exciting. Just a few. I know a few fans, just a few more, but I do. We want to get to know who you are and all facets of D-Back.
Okay.
So, I saw your tweet here. What do you have coming up that you're working on that you can share with us as far as upcoming projects?
I'm going to be putting out, well, I just want to let everybody know that four copies. I would have to ask my homie. I think it's four copies away from 700 sold on Destiny. And once I reach 1,000, I'm gonna put out the next project. Destiny wasn't really a conventional release as far as, you know, I didn't do a big press release. This was more for the people that followed the first two projects. And I knew would support what I was putting out. And the next one, I'm gonna present it conventionally as an indie album. And the title of it is Stay Warm. And I've been working on it for 2 years. And yeah, it's gonna be a great project. It's gonna be a great project.
Oh man, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Like I told you, my oldest brother, this is like, I hate to say he's like a thug, but like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? My brother is who he is. I got a brother locked up now, but they rock with D-Mac like all the way. They love what they hear, like, and so he's excited for what's to come. I think I hit you then and was like, yo, my brother feels it, and he don't feel nothing. Like, he don't be liking nothing. So, when he was throwing it, I was like, yeah, this is dope.
That's what's up. Shout out to him.
Mind around, but, you know, street dudes, you know, if you can get them and you can get ladies and you can get. So, I mean, it just seems like you have a wide array of fans and supporters, and that's a true artist right there. So, congratulations to you for that.
Thank you. November, hopefully.
All right.
New project.
We'll have to get you back, and maybe we can do like a giveaway or something for like one of the callers.
Oh yeah.
To call in, and we'll send them something, and we'll hook that up. So would you consider right now? Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Would you consider? And I promise you, I'm gonna let you go after these two questions.
Okay.
Would you consider going mainstream, given that you're seeing this independent success?
I want to after I reach the independent success. And it's still I'm on the fence about it because I'm looking at all the wonderful things Chance the Rapper is doing and all the boundaries he's breaking, and I'm saying to myself, I'm a project away from being right there with Chance the Rapper. So I don't know. I want to. People always ask me all the time, "Oh, why you don't sign a JD? Da 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 da. JD can't put you on. Da da da. You know all these people. Da da da. Put you on." And you have to be prepared and prepared for that kind of thing. And not only just it goes so much further than being able to make a good song or having a hot rap. It goes so much further if you want to be around. Like, because you can have a hot song and we can talk about you for the summer, and in the wintertime, everybody be talking about somebody else and you won't even matter. But if you want to be around, you have to be prepared. And I try to explain to people that I want to be Jermaine Dupri one day. Like, I want to be that mogul. You know what I mean? I don't want to just be the here and gone artist. So, I'm really on the fence about it. It would have to be the perfect situation because if Destiny says 1,000, Stay warm could sell 5,000 and or 10,000 or the sky is the limit. And Chance the Rapper is showing me that. And right now he's the biggest inspiration to making me stay independent.
Love
so
that.
We'll see. We'll see. It'll
I
just have
that.
To be the perfect situation. Yeah.
I love that. Shout out to Chance the Rapper. That was a perfect analogy, and I love that you broke that down for those, for myself and everyone else to kind of understand. It's more to finding that dotted line, because everybody says if it makes sense, but no, let's really talk about it. So,
Thank you
for saying that. What is some, given that, like you said, Chance the Rapper right now, he's kind of giving you that annoyingly that advice with that inspiration to stay the course. What's some advice that you can give to somebody that just wants to get their first 20 or 50, you know, album or compilation sold?
You have to believe in your product. That's first and foremost. And then you have to be confident. It's like a hustler thing. You know, the terrible analogy, but it is what it is. The guy who sells drugs, you can't just sell the drugs without giving somebody a sample. So you have to put out, you know, a couple of things for free. You have to be willing to invest in yourself and understand that there's nothing coming back from it to, you know, to gain for later. So once you put out a few samples, you have to be confident enough to know that in due time you will make something from it. And then you have to, once you are ready to sell, you have to be confident in your product, and your price is your price. You know, everybody, I was telling everybody this idea, which was inspired by Nipsey Hussle, because he did it for $100 and then he did it for $1,000. So when I was telling everybody, you know, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna buy all this stuff, I'm gonna put it together, I'm gonna sell it for $20. You know, my own friends, people that, you know, I shared this idea with, was telling me, oh, ain't nobody gonna buy that. I don't even think you'll sell 100. Originally, 100 was the goal. Before I had even put it out online, that I wanted, you know, that it was out for sale, I had already sold like 43 copies. Like before I even got to tell, before I even got to announce it. Just the people who got the email, and the first purchase, the guy posted it on Instagram. He was like, I didn't even know it was gonna be out. I just so happened to be on your website and saw that you had a new layout, and I bought the album. It's just you have to have confidence in your product, and you have to stick to your gut. You can't listen to people. Once you have your vision, you stick to your vision, and you have to stay the course. It's important to stay the course. It's not going to always be smooth. It's definitely not going to be overnight. You have to be willing to put the work in to see it grow.
That's
it starts
what's up,
as a
man.
Seed. It starts as a seed, yeah.
No, that's what starts, and that's something I can be listening to and hear. For me, that can minister to me. And other alike within the industry on any level, I think they can really feel you. And that's a, hate to take it to church because we just talked about drugs, but that is kind of like a testimonial kind of thing. And I just really, thank you for sharing that with us. That's dope. I mean, and, you know, what I also like is your humility. I've noticed that. And you've just stayed the course. You've been patient. You've been humble. You've been appreciative. And you can tell it's genuine, which is the word that you used at the beginning of the interview. I can tell that, and I can feel that. So that makes us, again, enjoy you even more as a person. Yes, absolutely. So, V-Mac, I know you be on the 2K. I see that. Who are you going for in the playoffs right now? I just got to know.
I'm rooting for Golden State. I know that 3-1 right now, but
man,
I still believe that they will win. Yes, I do. I don't have a problem with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook winning it all. That would be awesome. I think that would be awesome. But I have this thing that I notice with people, that when they see people win too much, they always root for you until you start to win too much. And then they want you to fail. It's the same thing with Floyd Mayweather. Everybody rooted for him until, he wins too much. I can't wait to see him lose.
I think
Steph Curry has that thing going on right now. They can't stand his girlfriend. The girls hate his girlfriend because she's such a great role model. They can't stand him. They just want to see him lose so bad, and they haven't done anything but win.
I would love
to see them finish history. They broke the season record. I would love to see them finish history. It's going to take a lot. Right now, they got their back is against the ropes. But that's who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for Golden State.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm with you. I don't mind OKC. I also come from a family of sports and basketball and music and all of that. But I don't mind OKC coming through either. I'm proud of them. I like what they're doing. But I'm still a LeBron at heart. And it's kind of cliche. I know everybody was jumping on it, but I've really been this is me for real. Like, I've been down since, 2002. Because I was born in Ohio. So I've been down for a long time. So,
you forgot. I'm from Miami. And we don't appreciate him leaving. So I don't think I'm rooting for LeBron.
I know. I honestly think he would go back, but I don't know. I don't know what to say at this point. And I know it was a bitter breakup, but, you know, I remember the jerseys burning. I mean, it was fun. The men's were fun. I enjoyed it, but, hey, I definitely, like I said, if I can't have LeBron, which it doesn't look like that's happening, they're not playing at the core for me, but I would definitely let OKC come through. So that's who I'm going to, that's my runner-up. Yeah, so.
Okay, that's fair.
We're on the same page. Okay. Well, I definitely want to thank you, D-Max, for coming through late tonight. Like I said, I thoroughly enjoyed this interview with you. So glad to get to know more of who you are. And I enjoy your project as well. I'm going to sign up in the moment. So I don't know if I'm on there because I always catch you on Global. But how can I sign up on the mailing list as well as everybody else? That's
on imdmac.com. I am the same as my Twitter, imdmac.com. You can sign up for the mailing list there. And, you know, whenever I release new music or I have a show or I have new merch, which I'm going to be making some new merchandise soon, the people in my mailing list, they're the first ones to get it.
Nice. I'm definitely going to do it. I need to stay up. I need to know what's going on. I want to be the first to say, I knew he was going to, this is going to be the hit. So we're going to play your record right now because I think this is just so fitting and I really enjoyed it. This record that you have that you did with Tyra B called Need It. You'd like to introduce this record. Yeah, this is dope. I love what you did with this. I mean, it's very dope. The production, everything about it. I was like, they doing a real musical thing right now. So if you'll introduce this for us, we'll ride out to this record. And thank you again for coming through.
Okay, thank you for having me. Yo, everybody, this is D-Mac, and this is my record featuring the super talented Tyra B. It's called Mama, I Made It.
Central telling me service the engine, it need a oil change. Oh, poor thing, Duval tires and a donut in Tallahassee, rolling on the way out to the airport, the low bags on a plane in the sun and the rain for 725. Man, I need a better job, gotta strive. I got money on my mind. I'ma make you proud, mommy. Give me time. Let me make a move. I can't sit and meet my fate. Let me earn, let me splurge, let me learn from my mistakes. Let me swing and miss, swinging for the fence at the plate. Got a date with destiny, I'm getting dressed, I can't be late. What? Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Mama, I made it.
Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Say it, bone, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Say it, bone, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. One day.
I just wanna make you smile. Want you bragging on your child. Like, look what I raised. Mm-hmm. My baby getting paid. Mm-hmm. My baby got it made. Living in a hammock while them haters give him shade. And he don't ever panic when some things don't go his way. He stand up in a pain. My baby do his thing. Look at his wrist, bling, bling. Bank account, chain, chain. I'ma go get everything I claim. You gon' watch your son bow like Miss Gloria James. I'ma say, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Say it, bone, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Say it, bone, say it loud, scream and shout. Mama, I'ma make you proud. Mama, I'ma make you proud. I say, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. I can't wait to say it.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. Yo, dope interview with independent recording artist out of Miami, born and raised in Miami, by the way, C-Mac. You guys, if you just tuned in, you really missed a great interview. Really enjoyed listening, learning, and having a conversation, which is really pretty much how our interviews go here on the show with D-Mac. And truly, anybody that we have on this show, we already believe in, or we have some sense of. Put it this way, you know, everybody. We don't just interview everybody, so I'm very, and not to be like Lisa Diddy, but we don't. So I'm very honored and humbled that D-Mac took some time out to come on the show. I really see big things for him going forward, as many of us do, and it extends far past. The relationship that he's actually established within the industry, it really goes back to the core piece of who he is, just his personality, his music. Just it was a breath of fresh air to hear an independent artist speak and come across the way that he does. So definitely salute, much respect to D-Mac. I am a fan. If I agreed with him, then I really truly agreed with him. I know I had to keep saying that during the interview, like, y'all, look, y'all know I don't have to come in front and do anything. This is the show. This is what we do. This is where we get to keep it all the way real, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So if you missed tonight's interview with D-Mac, definitely you can play back this episode once the broadcast concludes for the evening. I'm definitely gonna be heading over to watch the game. I do watch the game just because I don't tweet it all day and night and be on their Instagram and what I'm doing. I do watch the game. And by the way, I'm huge Marvel DC fan, but I was sick when the Captain America movie came out, and I just got a chance to check it out last night. So I really Captain America Civil War was dope. And I know I switched subjects like crazy, but I am, like I said, into the superheroes and all that, and Captain America Civil War, I enjoyed it. So if you haven't seen the movie and you're a Marvel fan, go check it out. You'll enjoy it.
This is the first time I didn't see it in 3D because they didn't have a showing for me and my sons to go on a school night that I was like, that was going to be, you know, within a decent amount of time for them to be out late on a school night. So I had to see it regular and I was like bummed out. But it actually, I did okay not seeing it 3D. So I sound real like, what you call it, privileged or... I sound like Sosa Diddy right now. Like, I don't do nothing without 3D, but I don't. What else is going on? I'm trying to think if there's anything major that I have to mention tonight. Thank God everybody's healthy this week. I don't think anybody, well, you know, I'm sure that unfortunately there's some passings that take place, but as far as, I don't think anything major happened within the music industry that I have to really touch on. If it did, I missed it. I got caught up. I'm busy. And Golden's not here to keep me up on reality TV and just little different things like that. So can't do it. But I will be back next Wednesday. And I believe I'll be having another independent artist on the show. We do interview independent artists, guys. You just have to have something going on and been on your grind and, you know, just something to show for it. We really want to have people on the show that we can learn from and everybody can be inspired from. So have something going on, not just, you know, drop a mixtape online on that page. It got 20 views. You know, like, I feel you, but get your weight up, get working and let's see what we can do, you know? What else? I think that's it. I do want to play this record for you guys because I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's from Music Soul Child. He dropped an album not too long ago, and if you didn't know, he's kind of, I hate to call him independent, but he's definitely doing his thing still, Music Soul Child. Of course, he has the alter ego that does the rapping, but he did drop an R&B album. I think it was last month, I want to say. So I'm going to play one of the records that he has a video out to now that I really enjoy. You know, we had music on the show before, and he was also a great guest to learn from. And just, he puts together great music. So that's what it's about for me. So we're going to play Music Soul Child, I Do. Can't get enough of this record. Going to get in here and go watch the game. I got somebody hitting me up now, kind of keeping me posted with what's going on. Is that serious? So here we go. We're going to play this Music Soul Child record because I want you guys to hear it and get back into music if you haven't known or been keeping abreast of what he has going on. I definitely support what he's doing and have began to build a relationship with his team. So we want to make sure that we do our part and play the record. So I'm back, like I said, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight. Special guest D-Mac, if you need to and want to keep up with him, sign up on his mailing list, I encourage you to do so at IMDMac. It's his handle at IMDMAC, as well as you can follow us on the Twitters at Global14TheCut. Golden Leaf, you can find his Twitter on the Global14TheCut, and mine is at Onyx254, pretty much anything. Also, like I mentioned earlier, I did drop a blog post today. I didn't even know my own blog post title. Let me go back to the Connect. Can I stop people from recycling my ideas? And I just kind of broke down different points and how it's crazy that everybody's kind of like the monkey see, monkey do right now. I called it the lurking copy crew because people be copying, like people be stealing the seeds and trying to act like it was them, you feel me? And I don't be feeling that. Like, I ain't never felt that, but it's getting a little blatant and disrespectful kind of these days. So I addressed it. I think I called them the jackers of all trades. But I expressed it, and I did it in a blog. That was fun, and hopefully will get people to thinking that, hey, we see you, and it's not dope. It's kind of whack that you're doing that. So, and that goes for celebrities, too. Like, give people their just due. You feel me? But we do have to work harder to bring ourselves to the forefront so people know who the real true innovators was of it, who was the MJ to it, of it all, you know, when it's all said and done. So check out the blog at queenofqueen.com. Again, it's called The Connect. Can I stop people from recycling my ideas? Hope you enjoyed, like I said, tonight's show. We're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. This is Music Soul Child with I Do. Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 The Cut.
Sometimes I don't like you. You always got a problem with anything that I do. I don't always understand everything about you, but I know I just can't live without you. So yeah, I do, yeah, I do, yeah, I do. Might be a little crazy, but it's fine, cause I'm still treat you like a lady, now I can't stand it when, girl, you be tripping and you know it, but I know you just can't control it, no, so I ain't going nowhere, even though sometimes
I don't like you.
Anything that I do, yeah,
I don't always understand.
No,
but I know I
just can't live without you. No, so yeah,
show you, no, cause you'll still question if it's real what I'm feeling for you. I know that people say things ain't always what it seems. I promise this is not a dream. I'm really here with you and you're here with me. It's alright.